We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This segment of The Big Show is brought to you by Uptown Motors Lincoln. Uptown begins with you, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to UptownMotors.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Packers one game away from the Super Bowl. Matt LaFleur gets a chance at redemption. His brother on the coaching staff of the 49ers.
Got
him. His old roommate, Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator. Kyle Shanahan, a guy that he coached under, the head coach. How does Matt LaFleur prepare? He's 6 days away from the biggest game of his life. He's live on the Fan.
Doing?
There it is. Roll up the sleeves. That's Matt LaFleur. Day after the Packers beat the Seattle Seahawks. You heard it right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan's Wendy's Big Show, courtesy of Uptown Motors. 414-799-1250. Phone lines back open now for you, reacting with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, after the Packers punched their ticket to the NFC title game. That would be 14-16 and the 2019 season that the Green Bay Packers find themselves in the NFC title game four times in the last decade. They will play for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Can they make it better this time? Well, if you look out of the right window, the right, you know, lining, there's a roll screen and disappears out of view. Gary, you can see this team in Miami.
Yeah, no, most certainly you can. And, you know, I can see myself or you guys going to check out my good friend Gina Della at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, they have a new experience center right there in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road, where you can go touch, see, and feel the products that you want to buy. And they're just such a great company. I think this week, Leroy and I are going to be going up to Green Bay and hanging out with Gina Della, their little company party. And it's, you know, and they do a lot of things for their staff and for their people. And they give back to the community tremendously, guys. And so, and I know this is, what you call this? It's not a PSA, but this is more about what Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors. It's what they've done for the community, what they've been doing for the community. They continue to give back, yeah, over and over again. Yeah, they do sell windows and doors, and that's their main thing. But, guys, they do give back to the community. And we talk about what they do. They just don't install. They measure, manufacture, install service, and backing them with a limited lifetime warranty, guys. And even offer better than bank financing. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin simplifies your life. One source for everything. You talk about styles. Yeah. They've got 9 styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste, available in vinyl, fiberglass, to luxurious woods. Guys, you just talked about that roll screen. Well, discover the roll screen option that practically disappeared from view. Winner of the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award. What I like about them, guys, they have the Experience Center where you can go and see what you want to buy. Go check them out today. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
So Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, your place to react, and the only show in the state to react with two former Packers is here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your chance at $1,000 comes up in less than 3 minutes on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, we got to play a lot better, obviously. They're a great football team, have a great front. Obviously, get after the passer and don't need to rush a lot of guys to do that. Excellent pass rush, really good on the back end, smart. They play the time clock of the pass rush really well. Obviously, their offense has a number of studs. You know, Jimmy's had a really nice season, and we got a bunch of backs who've had really good years. A rookie receiver is a very good player. Obviously, picking up Emmanuel was a nice pickup, and then, you know, you got the tight end. So, one of those games where we know every possession is going to be really important, and it's going to be loud. But, you know, this is where it gets really fun. There's only 4 teams left, and we're one of them, and we got a legitimate chance.
This is when it gets really fun in
Aaron,
the final
that
four.
Ain't just no tight end, Aaron. You address him as Mr. Kittle.
You like how he said that?
Don't do
and
that.
And the tight end.
Yeah, don't the tight
that.
End.
Okay.
That rookie receiver they have, he's nice, I guess. That's Aaron Rodgers, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You didn't like that? Is that a little bulletin board material on the other side?
No.
The tight end?
No, because he's trying to cover everything.
Sure.
That's just, you know, the smart guy. Because remember, the quarterback they get asked a lot of questions. So they got to try to, you know, put it all into, you know, it's baked in the cake, defensive player.
Baked in the cake.
I like that.
Y'all know what their names are. Well, I got to go through it. Y'all know who the guy is. Just like when we get see a guy, hey, man, look, they got 8-5. You know, you would know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a guy's number, that's respect, okay? What's up, 17? You just know. But that guy, I looked at that play last night just for extra work. George Kittle was amazing in that game, man. I think eight catches, 129 touchdown. He was wide open on a 61-yarder.
Yep.
Now, that's meta.
And that was the dagger. That was the game. That was game over, and they went for the jugular.
That's him. I'm telling you, the two people that get on my nerves.
Who that?
85 and 54.
Fred Warner and George Kittle.
Them the two. I'm serious, man. I know it's different players for you guys, but this is.
Yeah, like, it is different players for me. I don't know his number, but that boss will get on my nerve.
Mm. Oh man,
I just.
And,
I
remember the one year he had a running start,
and he goes on either side.
Either
he bounces around, they move him around. Now they don't. And I could be wrong because I haven't watched every single game that the Niners play. But they don't do, Gary, similar to how the Packers do with Za'Darius Smith and line him up inside.
No.
Line him up. They'll go left.
Yeah.
Or then he'll go right.
Right.
Put him on
and
the
then
week.
He'll go right. And then he'll go left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to try to beat you like a drum from either side.
Yeah, but a kid Buckner and all of them, they got a bunch of guys.
And they got a lot of first-round picks up there. Like, that's
the
toughest part.
Well, when you're terrible, that happens, you know?
Armstead's a first-round pick. Yeah. Bosa was the number two pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers
and
were
they got
six.
A Hall of Fame cornerback.
That's 100.
That went to Stanford.
And is probably going to win the Man of the Year award this year in Richard Sherman as well.
He's a grown man.
They're
so Devontae Adams.
They were 4-12 last year. Packers were 6-9-1. Two
Can
teams
you believe that?
That were able to go. They were worse the first. Packers
parody,
almost
Gary.
Worse the first.
There's your parody.
I want to go back to Leroy was talking about Devontae Adams and how you don't double them up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted to, and I think they tried to.
Mm-hmm.
Matt LaFleur gave them a obvious run formation package. And it felt like Seattle had already came in and said to themselves,
"Self,
we're stopping 33, no matter what." And so they were going to play single high safety. And they did that. And that's how they got burned, you know, really on that slant corner route.
Sure, right.
Because they were, that was a total run formation. They didn't see it coming. And I don't know if they outguessed themselves or this is what makes this offense so good. When you've got 33, I guess you're picking your point because 17 hadn't had Leroy.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't had.
Because 17 really hadn't had that great of a year. So you're asking yourself, well, who am I going to take away? Well, 33, we got to get him.
They got to score like 2,000 touchdowns.
And then he rips off a 15-yarder on the first play.
20.
We have to get him. And I think they just kind of forgot about Devontae within the defensive game plan of what they want. I think you got to give Matt LaFleur a lot of credit for really – disguising Devontae, moving Devontae around, and giving them looks of a heavy run type formation. They knew it was going to come.
And I thought also in the game plan yesterday, it was Aaron Jones. If anybody was wondering how much the split was going to be, carries-wise, 21-1 compared to Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams, nowhere to be seen.
No, it was Aaron Jones yesterday.
I seen Jamal
they did
Williams
want
dancing a little bit in pregame. But
oh, yeah, he was dancing before the kickoff, looking good, getting everybody fired up.
I try to tell people all the time, there's two people on this team that can play with in the 90s, number 30 and 55. Those two I know can play in the 90s.
Well, Za'Darius Smith was a grown man yesterday, too. He was all over the field. So was Preston. I don't want to take that away from him. But being
Preston's
able
been
to
a
take
quiet
over.
Lately, so it's good to see him.
Well,
he could have had another one now.
Yeah,
but Russell Wilson did the Tecmo Bowl shake.
Yeah, he did. Got out of it.
I don't know how he got out,
out of it.
I don't know how he gets out of some of those opportunities. Those dudes are
those
huge
guys,
around you.
Both of those guys did have four sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they both ended up with a pair. And Za'Darius Smith, borderline 16 total sacks on the year when you count up postseason as well. he is in this conversation. I mean, we've put him there in Defensive Player of the Year candidacy. I don't know exactly where he's going to fall, but they aren't going to have to deal with that part of the quarterback play this week in Jimmy Garoppolo. But stopping the run is going to be one of the key things.
Right.
And they did that against Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
12 carries, 26 yards. They did shut down Marshawn outside of the, around the goal line.
No, Coleman, man, and Mustafi, how you say his name?
They Mostert.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of guys.
Mustafi.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's seen
Lion King?
Oh, that's Mufasa.
Him too.
Yes.
Both of those guys. They got a good running game, man. You know what I like about their running game, though?
Do you know who's good? Simba?
Yeah, that's his son.
It's the one that can't wait to be king.
Yeah. Oh.
No, he ended up being king.
Just can't wait to be king, though.
Okay, what the uncle name was, the bad guy?
Sly or something like that.
I think you're right.
It's something like around that.
The uncle
starts with
the
an S. Now you're going to make me Google this up.
What his name is, man.
Keep going
Score.
With that guy.
Scar.
That's what it is. Yes, yeah. You're right. Yes.
Yeah. Scar.
He's the bad guy.
And then the girl that got pregnant, was that Nola? Nola, that's who got pregnant?
No, man. What are you talking about? She didn't get pregnant.
Yes,
Nola's mom?
Nola.
The mom?
Which one got pregnant?
That's Simba's girl.
Huh?
Nola?
Yeah.
Well, because there's like another one
Nala.
They had a baby.
Young Nala.
Nala, they had a baby.
Yes, later on in the show, later on in the movie, that's what happens.
Though. Yeah, we try to stay back.
Spoiler
alert. When they were babies.
I don't think you have to give a spoiler alert for a movie that came out before I was born. But, I mean,
that movie came out before you were born?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
May of 94.
When were you
born? I
was
born in August of 94.
They sent us some Lion King stuff in here last week. Alicia gave it to us. I put it over there from the, I guess, the musical or something?
Yeah, the musical's coming back in town. And we're coming back here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I got it over there in my office. I'll give it to you.
I'll get you.
In his office, which is the table that's sitting right next to
us.
You like that?
Yeah.
Step into my office.
Right, yeah.
That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Gary Ellerson here as well. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's your chance at $1,000 here on The Fan.
We're
text
so
this
weird.
Hour's cash keyword, REST, R-E-S-T,
well,
REST, to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen throughout the 4 o'clock hour for your opportunity. You can react with us. Gary Ellerson's on the phones right now today. So you are going to get on and be able to react to two guys that played for the Green Bay Packers. All three of us in Green Bay yesterday were able to fight the snow to be back here talking Packers football with you right here on The Fan. Gary was doing the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. And the best part is, get to work another week as the Packers also back to work for another week. Matt LaFleur talked about Brian Bulaga and exactly what ailment was with him. We'll get the rest of the injury report after the Packers finish off the Seattle Seahawks in the divisional round. It's on to the NFC title game here, and we're taking you up to kickoff on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show back right here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app, talking Packers football with you on The Fan with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leap 36, Leroy Butler in here as well, the Hall of Fame finalist, taking your calls at 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson doing a little stretching. I mean, Gary, I could put all of us maybe on the questionable status for an injury report. Maybe need some veteran rest. Right? I see Tremont Williams getting a lot of that veteran rest.
Yeah.
I mean, we could all use some after that night last night. That was a heck of a ride home, man.
No, it was. I mean that. And you know, I didn't expect the storm to come. I mean, it was nice during the game. And then
it felt like it was all the snow that we were supposed to get on Saturday.
Right. I got you an iPhone. You could look and see the weather.
Looked
I paid
and see.
A lot of money for that phone.
Looked and see.
Looked at it and see. Hey, you don't want to tell you something funny?
Tell you something funny,
Leroy. When Gary was talking about spring training, I saw his shirt. That reminded him about spring training.
That's why I put it on.
He didn't even think about the Super Bowl.
No,
he didn't think about the Super Bowl.
On.
He reminded himself.
Well, because I figured
we got
Mitch,
that one last year.
I figured Mitch was going to be in here today. I go,
yeah,
you need to ask Mitch.
Spring training.
Yeah, I need to ask Mitch about spring training.
This guy always trying to get something. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be working.
Yeah, we're going to be working. That's not exactly a free spot.
Take pipe bomb with you again.
I'm take pipe bomb. If you want to go, you go.
Let him drive.
No,
we may not let him drive.
No. I didn't have the clout to say no last year, Leroy.
Yeah.
But I think now I think I can say I'm driving instead of that. We're not letting that nonsense go.
Bring me one back this year. I'll let my ask Vassallo to get me one. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, your boy Vassallo will help you out. Maybe if you pronounce his name right, maybe then he would.
Get me one just in case he don't, though, Gary.
Injury report for yesterday's game, Brian Bulaga.
Show you right. What you doing out there?
Go ahead, Bill.
Brian Bulaga ended up not playing yesterday. Matt LaFleur told us. It was shocking, man. When I saw 68 go out there for that play, did not make a whole lot of sense. But Brian Bulaga tested it in warmups, said he did not have the flu, as all guys that came down sick this past week ended up getting tested for the flu, said it was a 24-hour bug. Yeah.
Well, we had you got our guy.
David Bakhtiari, 435 tomorrow.
He was because he got his girl kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot going around. Remember, we talked about with I told him back then, me and Gary, they would give us a shot and
sure. Put
you on the fast track. But if you had a week to get
what
ready.
What did you give that shot at, Leroy?
In the hip every
day. Yeah, butt cheek.
But that's like if mm-hmm. you got sick on like Friday.
Right.
But these guys got sick at the beginning of the week and it was still lingering around. When I saw him tap the helmet, I said, uh-oh.
And apparently he woke up like this. It was a 24-hour stomach bug. 24-hour stomach thing.
Mine went 24 hours. I think I had that thing that you had.
Oh, you're still fighting it. I can, yeah.
Well, like
no
over
doubt.
like 2 or 3 days.
No, it's like 2 or 3
whatever
weeks
joke
almost.
He was sweating like a fool. I was being like that. Like
I think it's
chills
been going
and
around,
stuff.
Though.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot. But tis the season.
How tough can that be to not be able to go at that point? Like that.
Because you're really cold. You can have chills,
right. And
now you're out there. And,
well, you got to get a pneumonia and you die. That's why you can't go, because you're overexerting yourself.
No, exactly. Like, that's the toughest part about it. No, everybody wants to say, oh, man, he's sick.
It's probably just
oh,
a cold.
Oh, man, he's sick.
They just see you walking.
I mean, it's just a cold at that point, but then you go out there, and then it can turn into something else, and then that could be ugly.
Well, I started just getting flu shots, though, my career.
That's probably the smartest way to do it.
You still get flu shots?
I did when I played.
Not to my now.
Immune system. I'd be forgetting.
I supposed to. Huh?
Yeah, but
yeah, I also
I like
all
forgot
time,
about it.
Yeah. Is it too late for a flu shot?
No, you can take
it. I think you can get one now.
But they say when you're sick, you can't get the flu shot.
It's too late now. Your body is already making the immune system. You may not need it. But they give it to you, so your body can say, oh, I can fight this off, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about a championship game, you're finna go out to more weather. It's going to be about 65, 70. So you got to get well, lots of fluids. I mean, but for the most part,
when you guys flew out to San Fran, you guys go early or no?
We always go early. We always go on Friday.
So Friday, right after work.
LaFleur just talked about they may do some things different, but make sure we keep them on the same time.
Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room again with the LA. And don't just go out
just
there on Friday and let guys get some nice cuisine and relax and enjoy the fact that you're in the championship game. The schedule's going to be tight anyway from the league.
Sure.
They step in now. It ain't regular season. You can do your no.
Well, now we get those big backdrops with everything going on. Yeah, for sure.
They'll
one of my favorite
you
parts
how
of
to
the
do
year.
Because the league, you may want to go out on Saturday, but the league said, no, I need you out here Friday because I need your captains to talk to the media at our podium, not Yosin.
Yosin.
So they step in and you're out there. So it don't matter. Hey, man, you could flew me in Sunday morning. I'm ready.
How nerve wracking is this week?
Playing it for three
straight times.
I remember this is hilarious. So Holmgren, right? He said, "I want everybody to wear a sport coat to the press conference."
Whoa.
Me, Reggie, and Brett. I don't know why he said everybody, because me and Big Bob always have a blazer on. So we
blazer.
We get out the plane. We're going.
So he meant Brett. Don't wear blaze orange.
Basically, or like your hunter outfit. So the limo picks you up because we go. They take us to the press conference, take everybody else to the hotel. So we get there, and we get there. So Brett just got his jeans on, his little backpack. So Holmgren just looked at him like, I don't believe this. This is the first time big national stage. And I told him to put Brett reached inside of his backpack and snapped that thing one time. Pap! Took all the wrinkles out of it, put him a nice blazer on.
Took it out of his backpack.
Put it on and sounded just as articulate. And when it was over with,
guy, man.
When it was over with,
took it
back off, saw the golf shirt, put it back in the backpack. I said, "You the man." Because I can't do that. I can't do it.
Absolute legend. But now you guys got to do it three different ways, right? You got to host it, and then you went to go travel. Now, when you guys went down to Dallas, we all know what that place was like for you. Yeah. Similar to what California has been like for the Green Bay Packers. Like, is that is that addressed this week, or is that just...
When you host it, it's totally different. When you go on the road, it's just... Because when you're hosting, what Jimmy Garoppolo is going through is what I said earlier. The fan base expect you to win, and it's a lot of pressure on you.
Yes.
When you go on the road, there's not a lot of pressure. You can just play. You could just play. You could really, and you could take more chances. But the team that's the most pressure, they do it by the book. They do everything by the book, you know. But when you go on the road, man, you can, you know, it's almost like playing with house money. Okay, listen, I just hit it for $25,000. I'm gonna take $2,000 and put it in my pocket, and put the other $23,000 in the safe in my room in Vegas, and I'm gonna lock it up. I'm ahead. Next thing you know, you go back to your room, pull another $1,000 here, lose $1,000. You go to next thing you know, you done gave the whole $25 back, and $25 are yours.
It sounds so similar.
So what you try to do is, listen, this is all I'm willing to do. So you may see a fake punt. You may see a fake field goal. When you're a visitor, you got, what are you holding back for?
Okay, so I'm glad
you can do whatever you want to do.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because we saw the visitor yesterday do something exactly what you just said. Bill O'Brien yesterday. Now, I was tailgating, so I had to watch it on the condensed version this morning. This man calls a fake punt.
Up 24-7, I think?
Up 24-7, 8 minutes left in the first half on his own 30-yard line. He's praised by the team or ripped like he is in the media?
Praised, because we're trying to go for the jugular vein.
Okay. Because I looked at it and I said, dude, what on earth are you doing?
If he punt, Gary, taking a foot off the gas.
No, he should have never.
I'm just telling you, that's how I think.
I'm telling you, he should have
fired.
We
know that now, because no, he didn't
I know that.
I love it.
Noted it.
I know that
You can't be wishy-washy
trying to coach. No, wishy-washy, you were wrong.
Nope.
That felt like a stupid idea.
Just punt the ball.
Because he didn't make it. If had he made it
had he
and
made
scored,
it, had he made it, it was still stupid.
Nope,
had he made it,
I disagree.
There's no way you did. That was just stupid.
I disagree.
He need to be fired. He cost him that game.
They were in complete control of that game.
No, the same way they got their lead, the same way they lost it.
No, they ain't good. They ain't
Kansas City dropping plays and block punts and all that. You give all those things away. Mm-hmm. They just come back to you. My thing is, if you're aggressive, you can't go back. Although, let your team know, hey, man, listen, at this point, if this works, we can continue to dominate. If it didn't work, I mean, that's catch 22. Everybody going, I mean, hindsight. But I like the fact that he was aggressive. I love that. I love it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm more on Gary's side. I think that was stupid.
Well, you can punt it, and they go down and he throw a bomb anyway.
Sure.
I mean, I like when my coach is aggressive and going for it. Because that's what people are going to say. They took the foot off the gas.
Well, and there was a very similar situation for Pete Carroll, decision time that he had to make. Mm-hmm. When Wilson gets sacked there by Preston Smith, it's now 4th and 11 or whatever it ended up being, because it was 3rd and 8 before the play starts. You punt the ball back with 2.5 minutes left to Aaron Rodgers. Do you think you're going to get the football back? Yes. But if he doesn't sack that, if he doesn't sack Wilson there, and it's 4th and 6, 4th and 7, 4th and 8, that's tough decision time, and that's where the conservativeness can come in.
Correct.
I thought it was the right decision because you had all 3 timeouts.
Hey, man, listen. You got Russell Wilson. You got, hey, man, let's go try to win it. That's how you could sleep at night knowing I was aggressive and I was consistent. I mean, because the hoodie, he went for it on his own 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get it.
Against Indianapolis,
but
that's right.
He didn't get it.
Yes.
But you know what that sideline said? I ain't worried about it. We'll get him. Hey, I like the fact that you trust us to win games. I love that. I mean, Matt LaFleur, you can't hold nothing back. You got to empty it all out.
Well, and he
and
did.
We'll
because
live with the results.
Wanting to throw it there on that last possession, on the second and third down, the third down ball that he throws to Devontae Adams, dime ball, it all looks good.
Yep.
But when he rolled out and threw it into the stands or whatever it was to the throwaway because he was about to get sacked by Clowney, you're looking there saying you just saved him a timeout.
Pretty much.
And you gave Russell Wilson probably an extra 40 seconds.
But you know what he said? I got 12. And the ball he threw to Geronimo, low and outside, hey, man, any catcher would be so proud of that.
It was a great
just
grab.
Just get down in the GMO and dig it out. Great. It's not going to get picked off and dig it out. You got to trust your players, man. You can't be playing all this. This is the playoffs, man. Regular season, Bill O'Brien, that's his name?
Yes.
You're right. This is the playoffs. Go for it, man.
Okay.
They had the momentum. If it works, genius. If it don't work, you get what we're doing. We're gonna kill him.
Because if it doesn't, yeah. I mean, that's a sudden change, and you don't know if Deshaun Watson goes, and they're up 31-7 there.
And you know what? It is good coaching, that special team coach. I wouldn't have been looking for a fake if I'm Kansas City because they're already up 24-7. So you think that's the best possible chance?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
When Clemson, they weren't thinking of me running the punt Ruski back in the day. We were, you know, down or whatever. They expected Bobby Bowden to punt it to give it back to Clemson, which who I think going to win tonight. And we never would have got the ball again. It's over. But nope, we fake punted, and we won the game.
Oh, that's right. The national championship is on tonight after like 4.5 weeks off.
They need to do something about that.
Well,
I forgot.
They're maneuvering. They're right. Navigating through these waters.
Completely forgot.
Completely forgot that it was tonight.
Completely forgot.
Y'all did?
Yes.
100%.
It's not even in the forefront of my mind anymore. Got old.
Just,
they need to go ahead and add these 2-4 more teams. What are they going to do?
No, no, no. Yeah. Don't add it. Just tighten it up.
Well, then they can tighten it up.
Yes.
It's just
I like
ridiculous.
That. They have
it's weird. But on this side of it, I like it because it kicks off championship week for us.
Right.
We get the national championship tonight in college. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend, we get to see the Packers play the 49ers for the NFC title.
Yeah.
Nice. And then it's all about getting a ring. And if you win this game, I know sometimes they'll call it the loser ring. But you get a ring, and you don't have to go buy it from Dean Murray.
The Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. The third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you want to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, then you got to visit the Jewelry Center. If you want to get the best piece of jewelry at the best price, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. And here's the owner's name, Dean Murray. Ask for him. I'm sending you straight to the top, guys, all the way there. Walk in the door, say, I want to see Dean Murray. And you tell Dean the guys from the Big Show sends you get a sizable discount on anything you want to buy in store. I got a picture on my Instagram page of my watch I got from over at the Jewelry Center. Mm. What do you call them things? Invicta?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds too expensive for me.
Right. They got those nice watches over
Please
there.
Please do.
Absolutely believe it. Go show them that you love them. I'm sure you do that every day, but just throw them a little something. Go check my good friends out at Jewelry Center today. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. New location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. We got Joe Zenzola in our building today.
Yes, he is here in the flesh. And he's going to be out of here on Friday, right, Joe? You're
Is
leaving
Joe
on
San Fran?
Are you leaving on Friday to get San Francisco?
Saturday.
Okay.
But we're now, driving up to Minneapolis to fly out.
Joe, don't take this the wrong way.
I know what you're going to say, dark cloud of doom.
But, dude, if they lose, you cannot leave this state again.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Why would you mention that, Bill?
Dude, I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just saying. Joe knows it. He brought it up to me when he called me after the Rose Bowl game, right?
Yeah.
On the postgame show?
Yeah.
We just, Joe.
I didn't even think about it.
Sending you all the good vibes, man.
Thank you.
He was at the Rose Bowl.
Hey, yes. Listen, I
How many straight Big Ten title games?
Four. I'm 0-4. I was also at game 7 of the NLCS for Brewers Dodgers.
Y'all need to go to church, man. This is not. Don't be blaming this all on him.
You know, the spring training trip from hell that I had a few years ago for the first time. That was Gary knows all about that.
He almost got killed out there.
Killed.
Right. And, you know, Gary, when he destroyed that window on the golf course, I was standing on the tee box right next to him.
You were.
I was there.
Just
tell that
there.
Tale. Wow. It was rubbing off on other people.
That's right.
Was that the same trip that Timmy almost got a concussion when he got the ball fouled off his face?
No, that was not it.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay,
but
so
Tim was in the car when I got in the car accident.
Okay, yeah. That's not great. Joe, good luck.
Thank you.
Bring home a victory. We're believing in you. That's Joe Zenzola. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan Wood in a half hour. Another chance for you to put a grand in your hand on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.